What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Matt Kajewski here for Awesome Odds, and we are back talking Monday Night Football, Bills, Patriots. This is one, I don't care what you have going on in your life, you need to make some time to watch this game. This is a big-time matchup with huge implications. From the betting market, we've got a lot of opportunities, Matt. I know weather is going to be a factor, so you want to stay on that leading up to lock, but we've got some things that we do like here. Before we dive into that, I do want to say our friends at BetMGM, who are powering this show. If you have not been over there, click the link in the description of this video. If you're a new user, deposit $10 or more, you're going to get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 and three free months of Awesome-O Plus Platinum. Covers you for all sports, from the betting to the DFS, all the tools that we have. All right, Matt, if you're cool with this, I'm going to lead us off because I have a side that I am going to lean to in this big-time matchup.
I think we're going to be in agreement, so let's hear it.
Okay, going with the Bills. I know it's going to be a very, very difficult matchup, but they are at home. Obviously, if you can shop around and you can find 2.5, find it. If not, I'm okay with 3. And this is just a situation, you know, again, I really respect what the Patriots have done. They've looked very good. They have turned themselves into a serious contender, but I do want to poke some holes in what we've seen recently. They have had a fortunate streak of playing a lot of teams without their best players, whether it was the Browns without Chubb, whether it was Tennessee, who was extremely banged up, the Falcons without Ridley, and the Falcons are the Falcons. Carolina was part of this win streak. I was impressed with what they did to San Diego, but again, the Los Angeles Chargers, excuse me. They cannot stop the run, though. Buffalo certainly can. And I just think that we're going to have to see Mac Jones try to pass in what's going to be a very difficult win situation. So I respect Buffalo's defense. Certainly Josh Allen and these guys should be ready. And then the last thing I'll say, and I want to hear where you fall on this, the loss of Tre'Davious White is huge. I'm not going to try to make like that doesn't matter, but I do think if the passing game is mitigated tonight because of the weather, maybe Buffalo doesn't feel the extent of that loss until future weeks. So that is a factor going forward. I'm not sure that it really affects them a ton tonight. Of course, they'd want to have them. I still think that the Bills are the more complete team. I'm going to try to find 2.5. Do you have a lean? Are you with me on the Bills or against me with the Patriots?
No, I do agree with you. I do think some of the matchup advantages point towards Buffalo. And I mean, New England in that Tennessee game, that was a 3-point game up until halftime. They showed significant weaknesses, especially on the ground. And we know Buffalo historically is not a team that is going to try to pound the ball.
No.
But they have found something in Matt Breida. I do think he continues to see more opportunities as the efficient back he's been. And there are weaknesses that can be exploited towards the Buffalo side. So we're in complete agreement there.
Yeah, and you know, we saw this in the Kansas City game. Josh Allen was extremely aggressive on the ground. I wouldn't be stunned to see him really busy and active in that regard. But in addition to the sides, we both lean Bills. There are a ton of player props on the board. Some overs that we like, some unders that we like. Where is one spot that you're willing to attack and add to your card tonight?
I think one really volatile spot, but one that has a lot of value towards the under, is Jonnu Smith's receptions prop. You can find this at 2.5. And since he returned from injury, this is a direct 50-50 timeshare with Hunter Henry. There's essentially no edges in playing time, one towards the other. In a game environment that's already projected to be low scoring with weather concerns, and it's close, not to mention New England has tried to play a run-based game of late, Jonnu Smith under 2.5 receptions has a lot of value here. That's one I'm going to be taking a long look at.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some opportunities there. You mentioned, you know, the personnel for New England. A lot of times the opportunities just don't arise. So looking at Odd Chopper, which is 100% free, just go to oddchopper.com. No sign up required. And you can see our ROIs and X wins. That one stands out. I'm going to go to the other side for my player prop. And I want to get your thoughts on this. It's not just that I like the prop itself. Of course, when you're talking about placing a bet, you need the right line. And I think we found that with Cole Beasley receptions. The line sits at 3.5, but it is shaded to the under. Over 3.5, plus 135 is out there. And to me, that's a very, very positive opportunity because Cole Beasley is the type of guy we know we can rack up catches. And I'm getting plus money on my bet. But I want to add in one more thing. It would stand to reason, if the passing game is extremely affected tonight, the guys that would be affected the most are down the field. Cole Beasley operates out of slot. Those are very easy targets. I doubt that those will be affected. So he could actually see a bump in opportunities. He converts the majority of targets. Just for reference, in the last two games, he hasn't had a ton of looks. He's had 5 targets in each game. They turned into 9 total receptions. So that's the type of thing. He doesn't need massive volume to get there. If he gives you another 5 or 6 targets tonight, I think he can clear 4 catches. I'm getting +135. Sign me up. That's one of the best values on the board tonight.
For sure. It's a close game as far as competitive spreads. Only 3 points, 2.5 in some spots. Buffalo wants to throw the ball. And ultimately, there's going to be a team that gets up in this game. And we know just negative game script. Regardless of whether teams are going to have to throw, you can't just completely ignore the pass game. So when we're talking about weather and 20 mile per hour winds, perhaps, we'll have to see how that develops through the day. Who benefits from this? You're not going to be pushing the ball downfield on these just deep, deep attempts to like a Diggs or a Gabe Davis or a Sanders. I think Cole Beasley is the main beneficiary of this.
Yeah, I mean, as you kind of alluded to, and I do think that Breida helps, but Buffalo is not built to just tone it down, passing it, and run the ball all game. That's just not how they play. They're not going to do that tonight. They're throwing the ball 60% of the time anyway. Maybe some of their passing attack down the field is, you know, affected, but all in all, I still think the volume for Josh Allen is going to be more than secure. And I think the books have somewhat overreacted to the weather across the board. Some guys I do think should be affected. To me, Cole Beasley is not one of them. So again, over 3.5 there. You're under 2.5 on Janu, and we are both backing the Buffalo Bills to take a huge step towards securing the East. They got to win this game at home. They get the Patriots in a couple more weeks. Anything else you want to say before we bounce on out of here?
No, thank you guys. Appreciate it very much. Let's make some money tonight.
Yeah, damn right. Let's make some money. Hit that like button on your way out. And of course, stay tuned for more NFL, college football, NBA, all the sports here, breaking it down at Awesome Odds. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you guys soon.